So, Coach, I was taken aback a little bit because I'm looking at this going, boy, oh, boy, as you know, you beat Linn County by 50. You beat Novinger 61-29. So you haven't had one of those challenging role, you know, fourth quarter nail biters yet, and you're sitting at a four seed. This is as deep and as good of a Novinger tournament field on the boys' side as I've seen in several years.
Yeah, it's really good. You know, I think Novinger's done a great job over there of just year in and year out of getting teams to come back and finding different teams to come in. And, you know, I think this year they have definitely fielded the best boys tournament that I can imagine since I've been at Grundy County.
Yeah, Green City's the one. Yeah, that's kind of the one team as good as you were last year. It kind of felt like every time you ran into the Gophers, they gave you some difficulties. So the boys are somewhat on the same, you know, kind of mode of the girls, but a few more victories. But there are, you know, there are those one to two teams on the schedule where the boys say, if we want to make some noise in March, we got to get through some of these teams. Green City kind of being at the top of that list.
Yeah, Green City, yeah, you know, they've always caused us problems. So obviously they're the one seed, so we know that they're going to be really good again this year. They're well coached, and you know, we just got to take care of business in round one to even worry about them in round two.
Yeah, let's take a look at last week, Coach. On the 17th, you beat Novinger 61-29. Linn County, you beat them 71-21. I'm going to look at maybe opposite of what some people might look at it and say, you're giving up an average of 25 points through two games. You do that all season long, you're going to win a lot of games. That's really good defense.
Yeah, the boys are playing great defensively right now, and obviously with those scores, that means our entire team's playing really good defensively. You know, we're going 1-15, getting guys out there, getting reps, and you know, it's really good to see, you know, those bottom half guys come in the game and not lose a step defensively.
I know this is a really simple question. I'll just kind of throw it your way and let you kind of handle it. But what makes this Panther team so good this year, Coach? What has this group that you have this year have the potential to have a really special season?
I just think that the number one, the seniors that we have, being here year in and year out and being so close to achieving their big goals that they've wanted to, and they know now it's now or never. I think that's one thing, but two, you know, offensively, I think we're going to be better this year than we have been in the past. I think we're just going to have so many different scoring options and scoring threats every time down the floor.
That's kind of, you know, if you look at where can the offense get better, as good as Corbin Axtell is, you don't want to rely on him for 75% of the offense. You kind of feel like that the balance around Corbin, is that the biggest step that the offense has taken here over the last 9 to 10 months?
It definitely is, and I think the past 9 to 10 months, we've definitely seen players grow a lot. You know, in the past, I felt like our players scored around Corbin when Corbin was able to set them up or whenever they got an open shot. Now we're seeing guys being able to go create their own shot and actually find Corbin as well when Corbin's open. So just seeing the jump from our guys being able to score on their own, create on their own, and then facilitate without having to go through Corbin every time really allows our team to be so much better.
Was there, between Novinger and Linn County, Coach, if you had to pick out one or the other, was there one game where you felt like the boys played better, or was their level of play pretty consistently good over those first two games?
I thought the Linn County game we played better. I just thought during the Linn County game we made a lot of extra passes, a lot of unselfish passes, and passed up good shots for great shots the entire night. So I was really proud of the way the boys played against Linn County.
Brashear boys, just like the girls, you're a 4, Brashear is a 5. Any sort of scouting reports or knowledge on what the Brashear Tigers have for that game tomorrow night?
Yeah, they bring back a lot of their players from last year as well. So seeing some of their great players come back, understanding what they're going to look to try to do. I believe they are differently coached this year, so not exactly sure what they'll do offensively, defensively, but still kind of understanding their player tendencies. But at the same time, we know that Brashear, once again, they're a physical team. They're going to come in, and they're going to try to push the ball, and they're going to try to get up in our faces defensively. So just handling that pressure and doing what we do best will be fine.
Well, as I said, you won by a couple of clock runners, 61-29, 71-21. You would figure that if you have success this week, that you're going to have to win a couple of games. They're going to be much closer than that. As a coach, how much do you kind of look forward to seeing how the boys are going to react when they get into one of those, you know, yeah, 0 to 5 to 10 point games in the third and fourth quarter?
Well, we definitely look forward to it. You know, we want to find out early on how we're going to respond and how to fix those issues. You know, we don't want to be trying to fix those issues in January and February. So if we can get some of those close games now and play teams really good, and then we can kind of figure out minor things that we need to fix moving forward, then I think that makes us so much better come January and February.
Coach, appreciate the time as always. The Ty Sewell interviews will take place Mondays throughout the basketball season. We'll take a break for the Christmas holiday and probably have a couple of Mondays, Dr. Martin Luther King Day, where maybe they'll get moved around a little bit. But generally, Mondays for Grundy are five, for Mercer, and for Gilman City this basketball season. Best of luck over at Nominger this week, Coach. Congrats on the 2-0 start.
Thank you.